We're back to Neil Haley Show, and my special guest today again is Dr. Charles Simkovich of Simkovich Concussion Institute. Dr. Charles, thanks for stopping by. How are you? And
Good.
you know, you're kind of going to give this message to people that if they're having any types of brain trauma, they're dealing with headaches, they're dealing with certain things, to contact you today to kind of come out and do an evaluation and tell why it's important, especially if you're dealing with certain things involving the brain.
Well, the sad fact about it is concussion doesn't go away unless it's properly dealt with. And we go back to the founder of orthopedic medicine, Dr. Cyriax, who stated for every traumatic injury, there's got to be the source of the injury. The injured part must be treated and the treatment must reach the source. And that's very true with concussions. You need the right specialist to actually treat the injured site. And even more so, if you're having symptoms like dizziness or headaches or cognitive problems, reading problems, they're not going to magically go away. And then the longer you prolong it, you are in danger of actually killing brain tissue. The glymphatic system, which removes the waste in the brain, is affected and it shuts down after concussion. And that makes it even more important not to sit and wait once these symptoms arrive, because the glymphatic system will just continue to not properly remove waste products such as tau proteins, which cause CTE, and beta amyloid proteins, which cause dementia. So, you know, it's imperative with the new year, let's, you know, not delay getting well. I've had many patients in my office. First thing they say is, boy, I wish I would have found you a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago when I had this, and they would have resolved quicker, and they suffered needlessly for longer periods of time than they needed to.
And you're shocked, right? Especially from the development and what you've learned from this treatment, that a lot of other symptoms go away once you treat this concussion, right?
Well, sure. You know, the proof is in the fact we've been getting the same results for 30 years. Positive results. They're predictable. You know, I have many people have come from, been seeking treatment for years from other types of physicians that are still suffering. And the two biggest comments I get in my office is, I wish I'd have found you sooner. And, or when they're talking about a loved one, I have my son back, or I have my daughter back. They're back to normal. I have a fellow from Wyoming. He was an American Ninja Warriors, and his mom is like, they had a party when they went home because she said she wanted to reintroduce her son as the old person he was before his injuries. And she reintroduced him to friends and family because he was back to himself.
Wow. And so back to yourself, those symptoms that are out there, underlying things, what underlying causes makes you want to go in there and see it, especially if you know you've had brain traumas in your lifetime?
Well, you mean the causes or the symptoms? Oh,
symptoms.
Sure. People suffer from headaches. They suffer from visual disturbances, dizziness, brain fog, depression, anxieties, anger issues, mood swings. Now we're tying it to organic problems, because oftentimes the pituitary gland has damage, as proven by CT and MRI scans. We get findings back often after concussion of empty cella, which means the cella turcica houses the pituitary gland, and often it's damaged or missing. And the pituitary is the master gland, and it affects it's like a general in the army. It tells everything what to do. So now they're linking concussion to hypothyroidism, irritable bowel syndrome, rapid heartbeat, hormonal problems. There's no erectile dysfunction is now being linked to concussions. I have women who don't menstruate for months because of the involvement of the pituitary. Go one step further, the pineal gland is behind the pituitary, and that regulates serotonin secretions, which is what is affected in PTSD. So the list of symptoms from concussions is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, because we're understanding more and more what the brain controls. And when you actually traumatize the brain, how imperative it is that you actually seek treatment that directly treats the brain. And we affect the housing of the brain so that the brain can return to normal. We're bottom line, and to be candid about it, is we're the only specialty in concussion that does that. And that's kind of scary because it's leaving a lot of people out there hanging.
You know, it's, what do you think is the most surprising thing is that people should look at their history of concussions, right? If they think they've had a concussion, especially at a certain age, and say, okay, I need to go and get this checked out because I'm missing the boat completely based on playing soccer when they were 14, right? Or certain things that were misdiagnosed or they never thought they had a concussion. I heard a lot of soccer players you talked about, because you have to, you know, hit a soccer ball with your head. We were all taught to do that. I remember I didn't do a ton of it. It can damage your brain, right? It can really cause a lot of problems from every time doing. Have soccer players stopped doing headers? And that's not true.
They're becoming more aware of it because a lot of times they don't allow you to head the ball in practice now. The repeated subconcussive blows of hitting your head are just as dangerous as a, maybe even more so, as one large concussion. None of it is good.
No.
And, you know, so many patients come to me and they say, listen, I was to this other concussion doctor and they told me, I just got to get used to this is the way I'm going to be from now on. And that's simply not true. It's just not true. And we have proof of 35 years of getting the same results. And it's predictable. And the good thing is, once I do my exam, I can identify, here's the problems, here's what we need to do. That's why our success rate is very high.
When do you think concussion treatment will be something that's a norm, like going to see any type of doctor, especially when, you know, to kind of say, okay, we get everything checked out, but we never get our brain checked out. Really, we don't. Unless we did think we had some, we never go get a brain checkup. And think of how important the brain is. It needs that brain checkup.
Oh, it's huge. And now that we know that the glymphatic system is affected by concussion, it slows way down, and its job is to remove the waste products in the brain that can lead to CTE and dementia, it's actually critical. We're through with being in the dark ages. I've been screaming from the mountaintops for years about this, and it's finally getting attention because we have the right people around us. I've spoken to some very good groups of doctors. I was at the ICCMO conference in the international conference, the International College of Craniomandibular Orthopedics in Louisville in October, and was a speaker, and it was just so well received. A bunch of the doctors are flying in April to spend time with me because they want to learn more, because you just present the anatomy and physiology and say, look, here's what's going on. Here's the dynamics of a concussion. Here's why, what you need to do to reverse this and remediate it. You know, this exists in every other health specialty. We know when somebody breaks an arm, you know, you x-ray them, you identify the break, what kind of a fracture is it, you put an appropriate cast or whatever apparatus you need on it so that that bone has its best chance to heal. This is the same thing as a traumatic injury. You know, specialists must be picked very carefully who have experience in treating traumatic injuries.
Yes.
Unfortunately, a lot of concussion specialists aren't trained in trauma and they don't understand it.
So there's specials for all different body parts, but not the brain, like Dr. Simkovich, and especially focusing on concussions, brain damage of some sort caused based on a concussion or again, car accidents, which is not just a concussion. You're looking at other trauma of the brain, not just concussion. And you're going to become more and more the guy. So the place to go. And what's awesome is you're going to right now, your consultations are not with your assistant. It's not with the receptionist like some places or a salesperson. You talk directly to Dr. Charles. So the best place to go is where?
Oh, yeah. Simkovich Concussion Institute. And we schedule a phone consult. And of course, I won't know if I can help you unless I do a physical exam. The treatment protocols are anywhere from 1 to 5 days. So people come from all over the world, literally. And we have hotels that accommodate our patients, actually give our patients discounts. And You know, the results speak for themselves, or we wouldn't have them flying in. One week in my office, I had 4 people from Arizona, 3 from Boston, crazy. And a doctor flew in from Costa Rica to get treated because she was skateboarding and hit her head.
Oh my gosh, that, go figure. All right, we appreciate it, Dr. Charles. Happy New Year, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right, you're listening, watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.